God makes a clear statement about authority in our lives. He's the one who's ordained those authorities. He's placed them in positions of authority. And so we need to consider how that whole principle then applies to a child's life. Children find themselves in situations where other authorities besides parents are directing the traffic or requiring that they do things or correcting or setting limits for them. How those children respond in those situations is very important, and what children think about those authorities is important as well.
It's really important thing that we need to be doing as parents is teaching our children to respond to other authorities and respond well. Now, the challenge comes when other authorities do it differently than we would do as parents or that our children expect of them. And so we've got to help children wrestle with that and know how to respond appropriately to the other authorities in their lives.
One of the things that's going to happen when children are with other adults or other authorities is that those authorities are going to do it differently. The way they give instructions is different. The way they correct children is different. The way they set limits is different. And so these other authorities are going to do it differently, giving our children an opportunity to experience life in a broader dimension. Unfortunately, those children often react because the other authority isn't doing it the way mom or dad does it. That gives us as parents an opportunity to teach our children how to respond properly to other authorities in life. They're learning how to handle these other directives that authorities give, and sometimes as parents, we're the translators that say, yes, Mr. Smith doesn't do it the same way I do, but this is what you need to do when he says this. So we're translating for children what those other authorities are intending and how our children then can relate to them effectively.
And I think it's also a challenge for parents when the other authority does it differently, because sometimes we don't like the style of the other authority. And we're put in a difficult position because we don't really want to support that other authority, but we know it's so important for our child to benefit from the leadership of that other person. We don't like how it's done. I think as parents, we need to be careful, though, because supporting the other authorities, even when they do it differently, has real benefit in the child's life. Sometimes it would be appropriate to go and talk to the authority separately, privately, but to continue to honor that authority in front of the child is going to be very helpful as the child sees different leadership styles all need to be supported.
That's why it's important to choose the authorities wisely. As much as we have influence, we want to try to encourage the authorities and even communicate with them about our children. We don't want to control the way they relate to our kids, but we may offer them insight or information that may be productive. If you have a teenager, for example, you might talk to the teachers at school and say, I know my son may give you some resistance at times, but he does listen to what you say. I want you to know I'm supporting you, and I'd encourage you to pull him aside and correct him when you feel like that's appropriate. So what we're doing is we're empowering those authorities to work in our children's lives, and often they say the very same things we're trying to communicate to our young people.
Helping children develop relationships with other adults, other authorities, can be very helpful for them as they're growing, they're learning, there are different styles, different personalities, but what they learn from those people can be significant. The authorities in a child's life have an impact on their hearts, and so we want to encourage those kind of relationships because children will always need authorities, counselors in their lives that they can look to for guidance and help. So teaching children how to respond is very important.
I think we should be careful about using consequences with our children that involve them missing youth group at church or a Bible club or a sports event. We may have to do that. We're not saying you can't do that, but at least we want to measure the good that they would have received had we sent them to that event. Many times it's the youth leaders at church that are repeating the very same things that we're trying to teach our children at home. They're supporting that. And so if a child's misbehaved, maybe the best thing for them to do is to go to the church youth group activity. Maybe the best thing for them to do is to be under the influence of another authority who can also correct or direct or redirect them. All of that can be helpful for children as they're trying to grow, as they're trying to learn things about life.
And if those other authorities end up correcting our children, we want to support and encourage that authority because the correction is valuable for our children. Correction doesn't just come from parents, but it needs to come from others as well so children get the message that what they're doing is not appropriate. So supporting those authorities in a child's life can be very key to help children move forward.